potency which consists of all living entities. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Verse 34, Ananta Vyakta Rupena, Ene Rama Kilantatam, Chidachit Chakti Yuktaya, Tasmai Bhagavate Nama. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme, who in His unlimited, unmanifested form has expanded the cosmic manifestation, the form of the totality of the universe. He possesses external and internal energies and the mixed energy called marginal potency, which consists of all living entities. Purport. The Lord is endowed with unlimited potencies, paraksha shaktir vidaiva sruyate, which are summarized as three: external, internal and marginal. The external potency manifests this material world, the internal potency manifests the spiritual world, and the marginal potency manifests the living entities, who are the mixture of internal and external. The living entity, being part and parcel of the Parabrahma, is actually internal potency. But because of being in contact with the material energy, it is an emanation of material and spiritual energies. The Supreme Personality of God is above the material energy and is engaged in spiritual pastimes. The material energy is only an external manifestation of His pastimes. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Palakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktaranda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Hiranyakashipu, he continues to pray, considering Brahma, from whom he was expecting benediction, boon. So he is using choice words, selected words, in order to glorify Lord Brahma. This is called trying to please Chamcha Giri. Chamcha Giri. How to extract the best possible that is not actually called polished behavior. If you compliment a person just to outsmart him, if you glorify a person with a motivation, you have your motivation inside, with that you are glorifying. People do, everybody nowadays, in this material world. But without an expectation, however the Lord may deal with you, considering it as your duty, when you offer compliments or prayers, that means you are just satisfied by your submission to the Lord. You are not expecting anything in return. If you are expecting anything in return from a relationship, be it with the Supreme Lord or be it with any of your relations, it is not love. When you are dealing with the other person, if I take care of him like this, he will be able to do more for me. No. If you are a generous person, it is your nature just to take care. Not that you have any expectations. Let's say it is said, if somebody comes and eulogizes you or compliments you, you don't think I am worthy. Yeah, I am so qualified, these people are coming and glorifying me. If you are a gentleman, you think that it is his goodness that is appreciating me, although I am not worthy. No good person will think I am a good person. The moment a good person thinks I am a very good person, that means you are a very proudy person. Proud. So good people, it's our nature to be good. Not that people have to recognize us, not that only when he glorifies you, you will do good for him. Or you think it is a right that your subordinate should glorify you. It is the nature of a good person to be doing good. The trees are giving you shade. The trees are giving you flowers and fruits. The trees are giving you firewood and shelter. And they don't have any individuality that now I am doing so much for you. No, they have no demands. They don't demand that you pour water to them. They don't demand that you should not cut it down. They are just unconditional service. The trees will give you unconditional service. You throw a stone at the tree, and in return it will give you a fruit. So you are hurting the tree, but the tree is reciprocating with a sweet fruit. So people who come to the mode of goodness, people who are transcendental, that's why they are called study people, sthita prajna, trustworthy people, because he is a self-satisfied person. A Brahmin or a devotee of the Lord, it's not you do good to them and they do good to you in return. You become indifferent to them, they are also indifferent to you. This is normal behavior, the normal human psychology. But when you rise above the bodily platform, I am not this body, I am soul. The nature of the soul, like the nature of the Lord. You may become atheist, you may become agnostic, you may become materialist, you may become a demon, but Lord doesn't have any ill feelings for you. Is that right? There cannot be any ill in God. God, there cannot be any ill in God. Anything bad in God. God is Sivam, all auspicious. Satyam, Sivam, Sundaram. God is the only truth. Achintya Veda Veda. Everything is God, and Krishna is God, and you are also God, but there is nothing besides God. But God has created us for a purpose. You are part of God, so God has created you. That by serving the whole, the part becomes fulfilled. Whenever the part discharges its role, immediately, although it is incomplete, but because it has become connected with the complete, so you help yourself, you contribute. You serve the mission of the Lord. And you are a source of happiness to others. Anyone who becomes a devotee, is paradukha dukhi. A devotee cannot keep quiet. He has to be doing welfare activities. That is a devotee. People who are on mental platform, they have sometimes the mood, sometimes they have no mood, sometimes their behavior is something, other times their behavior is something else. This is the general trend in conditional life. When you are in conditioned life, you have no control over your moods and your emotions and your interests. But when you gain control over your mind, anything you are doing, is it pleasing to the Lord? Is it beneficial to others? Is it the ultimate benefit for me? You can have temporary benefit, you know, ultimate benefit. So, you do ultimate benefit means absolute benefit, everybody benefits. Devotee's activities, not only they benefit the devotee, but they enhance the pleasure of the Lord. Okay, if you are not connected with the Lord doesn't miss anything. It's complete. But still, when you do something for the Lord, out of His graciousness, the Lord you made me very happy. You made me extra happy. That is the, that's why the Lord created this material world. That's why the Lord created all the living entities. You don't serve Him, it doesn't make any difference. You serve Him, you become happy and you enhance the happiness of the Lord. This transcendental gradations. Good, more good, more good. Everything is good. So, if you don't get connected to God, in one sense you say God becomes happy. Not that you are not connected to Him. By becoming disconnected to Him, you are miserable, which God doesn't like. Not that you are not connected to Him and He is unhappy because you don't serve Him, you don't come to see Him. But by not seeing, by not coming to Him, you are becoming miserable. So I want to care him so much, but he's not coming to me. What can I do? How can I find ways and means? So this material world is an arrangement by the Lord. The material world is an arrangement by the Lord. How he is trying to trap living entities in different ways. It's an arrangement. You are a stubborn, obstinate, rebellious, selfish entity. But the Lord expertly has created this world, that you go through this world slowly. Slowly you will come to realize the need for the Lord in your moment-to-moment life. So you cannot like, it says, sunyayatam jagasaro, even a moment's forgetfulness of the Lord. It says, yugayatam nimishena, chakshusa pravrutayatam. If you really test the transcend relation, and when you are separated from that, and that is the most miserable experience in your life. That's what Ramananda says. What is the most painful thing in one's life? Getting separated from the association of devotees. In this world where you don't see the Lord always, or you don't see the Lord where it is up to Him. You cannot demand, Krishna, I know you. Why don't you come before me? I know you, you are there. And simply, however the Lord, it's called unconditional. So the point is, here Hiranyakashipu is praising Lord Brahma, and we see that all this praise actually applies to the Supreme Lord. In one sense it is true, because who has created Brahma? Brahma who can give you benedictions. Brahma who is extraordinarily powerful than all the living entities. He is the creation of Lord Brahma. He is the creation of Lord Krishna. So if Lord Brahma is an amazing personality, and how much more amazing it is, the person who has created Lord Brahma. And how many Brahmas the Lord has created. So in our short vision, in our myopic vision, we take our immediate important people as our everything in life. But actually, there is one Supreme, and there is no one equal to Him. There is no one above Him. And the fortunate thing is, we all have equal access to Him. Anybody can get connected with the Supreme. But through a process, if Krishna is pleased, when you get connected to Him, Krishna is saying, anyone who says that He is my devotee, He is not my devotee. This is from Adi Puran. Krishna is telling Arjuna. I don't know. మే భక్త నా భక్త సంథింగ్ లైక్ దట్ ఎనీవన్ సెస్ సపోజ్ సే ఐఎమ్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కృష్ణ సెస్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మై డివోటీ ఎనీవన్ సెస్ ఐఎమ్ సో utterly unqualified, how can I ever think of being directly? Even Radharani, why Radharani is so merciful to everyone and all associates? Because she knows that by serving all her associates and all living entities, Krishna becomes very pleased. So by taking care of all of them, Radharani is becoming very, very dear to Krishna. Say, anyone who becomes a preacher, suppose you are a devotee, chanting Hare Krishna all day, like this woman, Vyashna, in her own whims, chanting, chanting, painting, 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 chanting, chanting. Do that. It's good. You want to be in touch with the Lord. But the Lord says, I am more pleased when you actually serve the whole. That means, whoever is not connected to Krishna, you bring them back. So, one who is just remembering Krishna all the time, and a person who is going to people who have forgotten Krishna and he is trying to, actually it's a very intelligent thing. When you are chanting Hare Krishna, it's good, you are chanting. But when you go and remind people about Krishna, in order to remind people about Krishna, you have to speak about Krishna, you have to do kirtana, and you are also benefiting, and you are benefiting the forgotten souls, people have forgotten. So preaching includes your own emancipation. Preaching includes your own advancement. Like, why people who are staying in the temple are considered very advanced? Because they may be doing any seva, not necessarily that you are giving a class. Anyone who is staying in the temple, the temple is a preaching institution. So, and in order to preach, if I am sitting in a class, somebody is making the work in kitchen ready, so that after the class, you will all go to take prasad. No? That means it looks like he is not chanting directly. It looks like he is not attending the class. But he is making an arrangement. It's part of the arrangement of the preaching mission. So, anything you are doing in the preaching mission to the satisfaction of the authorities, not that you stay in the mission and do your whimsical, the authorities will tolerate, cooperate. Somehow, not many people come. So, somehow, they're here, all right. Let them hang around. Let them hang around. Let them keep doing something. Maybe. So, in the course of time, the purification. No? When we come to the spiritual master to begin with, we appreciate him in some way. When we continue to see him, serve him, and then we see how it is fixing our consciousness, how we are developing an attachment to the Lord, how the devotional service is a joyful process. It is not that the authority has pushed you to do something and you are doing it out of obligation or duty. But when you actually raise to a purified consciousness, then you see that it's a joyful experience to render service. So, you want to do it. You want to be a perfectionist. Devotees are perfectionists. They want to improve and improve. This is how you catch spiders. That's, now, as you become expert, one shot. not that like we ask the Trimurti to catch spider, you will waste 1 hour and you will kill the spider. इधर इनका टांग टूट गया है उधर इनका सिर टूट गया है और अब वो रुक गया है That's not expert. Expert means don't waste your time and don't harm it and then get your job done smooth. So everything by practice. You will be good at your sports by practice. You will be good at your cooking by practice. And even your body becomes like clock-like movements. When you practice day after day, 3 o'clock, even with that alarm, because Krishna sees your desire and eagerness. When you are eager, people will help you, the alarm will help you, but still, you again sleep off. Prabhuji, I am getting ready. Till 5 minutes. Alarm. Okay, I heard it. I am going to sit down. Because once you become expert, while sleeping, Krishna, please don't fail me. I get up by myself by 3 o'clock. Please, Krishna, don't leave me in Maya. Don't leave me in Maya. Devotees are happy, not that others are complimenting them. Devotees are not happy because they are very talented. Devotees are not happy because they could do more. Devotees are happy because their body is in controlled condition. Because yes, my body is sadhyare. My body is cooperating with me. No? It doesn't matter whether it is old body, young body. Actually, it is difficult for young bodies because young bodies are full of desires. And young bodies are full of energy. No? And then so their mind is running here and there. So one time there was one servant of Brihaspati, servant maid. So Brihaspati was into all his pujas and his rituals and his practices. The servant maid generally, she is only a servant maid. And this guy is an ascetic rishi, systematically. So this woman went to the river. And she saw a group of Gandharvas. And the Gandharvas, they are all having good time, kissing each other and hugging each other, embracing each other. And this woman was having association of Brihaspati, free from Maya, and daily. There is remembering Krishna. He's remembering Krishna, so he's remembering his duties to Krishna. And this lady doesn't know nothing. Just she is appointed as a servant maid. Do that. At 5 o'clock, you bring water. At 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, you milk the cows. And by 7:30, you clean the floor. She's doing. But because she doesn't understand what is all this activity, maid servant. So when she saw, she is a woman on one hand, and she is from a high class family. So when she saw this, her mind became completely agitated. And then she forgot her. And then when she came back, with this guy is sitting in his, and she started hugging him. What drugs? What nonsense are you doing? I'm a saintly person. Because her mind is blown up. She saw some video or some cinema and all that. And she lost her head. all her passions got aroused. You know? Poor fellow is just blowing his fingers. And I said, why are you behaving like a monkey? You know? That's why we should not be watching too much of WhatsApp. And we should not be watching anything that comes up. That means your mind is getting polluted. You should know that to go ahead or just delete it, you know. And then I think it's interesting, okay, because we also inclination, we are all sense gratifiers. So a little bit. Just it starts with seeing and then you start hearing and then you get glued. Let me see more. And slowly you start repeating it in real life. Start looking at people and all that. So, and then he said, why you are behaving like a monkey? Daily, you are supposing to be doing your course to assist in the devotional service. Then you become a monkey. And then he said, you become a monkey. You should be complete, my God. Monkey means no facilities, no house, no cooking, simply hopping from tree to tree. All facilities taken away. Monkey boy. I mean, human beings are meant to live. Human beings are meant to live a disciplined life. The more disciplined life you lead, you get more facilities, you get more team. Krishna arranges because you have a mission to serve the people. And Krishna arranges all unqualified. Krishna arranges. So you organize them so that overall, everybody benefits. By running a spiritual organization, you are benefiting. Just like even people may not come inside while going Hare Krishna temple. Great benefit. That's what we are expecting to do. We are, what is our business? Our business is to remind people Hare Krishna. We should build a temple and while going Hare Krishna. That's it. Is getting imperceptibly getting purified. Devotional service is so powerful. Just you remain a Krishna's devotee. Like you may not preach or tilak on your thing. Like people say, oh, he's a Hare Krishna. Your tilak is Hare Krishna, people put like that. So here the point is, we all have a tendency to glorify someone or the other because we are very small people. You have some ability. When you come across somebody who is 50 times more than your ability, immediately, oh, I cannot do like that. That means you are appreciating it. You are glorifying. You are not directly glorifying. I cannot do like that. That means you are recognizing this man is a more qualified person than me. Is that right? Because of a ego problem, you may become envious or you may not literally glorify him. But you cannot help but glorify indirectly. I am not like him. I cannot do like him. But you are recognizing it. Worth, glory. So, in any case, all of us, there is always people above us, below us. Unfortunately, we only see people below us just to feel good. I am better than him. But actually, there is one person who cannot be equal. Who cannot be rivaled. And your glorification to him, anything you may do is always less. Because he is beyond anybody's measure. He is beyond anybody's ability to glorify him. That is Krishna. Krishna is superlative. That's why if you allow yourself, if you allow yourself to hear about Krishna, no matter how dull you are, but if you allow yourself to be in association with the devotees and hear the Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, things about the Supreme, immediately now you have come to a right place where your heart doesn't want to wobble, your heart doesn't want to wander. Whenever your mind wanders for sense gratification, you curse yourself. Why? I want to fix my mind on Krishna. Why my mind is, why my monkey-like mind is hopping and jumping here and there. So you become sincere. When people come and say, why my mind is not fixed on Krishna, getting that idea itself is an advancement. Because you are feeling what you are missing. So the great thing is there. If my mind is not fixed there, it's going here and there. That means your eagerness is growing. You want to be more sincere. It's not just you are using Krishna for your ulterior motive, but you really want to be subordinate, submissive. So the point is, we are marginal energy of the Lord. If you keep yourself in the association of the devotees, your interest to move on spiritual side will increase. When you cut off yourself, when you distance yourself from the devotees, again your degradation will begin. You may not understand it. The very fact that for whatever reason you want to move away from devotees, that means your fall has begun. So that's why the most painful, unhappy thing in an intelligent man's life is to keep oneself away. Yesterday she's asking, I want to be in home for more time. That means, association. Some other association is getting, so our mind is getting, because we are not such strong devotees, our mind is little, I have this responsibility, this responsibility. All those responsibilities are ultimately supposed to bring you to the ultimate responsibility. Ultimate responsibility. Because you cannot give your time here and there, both places. So now you have to use your intelligence to decide where I have to give my time. So, just like when you like some things to do, we know how to talk sweetly, but you give your time there. So similarly, we should know how to manage things. Because Maya is always, whenever you are trying to progress, be fixed, do more, then Maya will say, why not this? So we should know how to expertly arrange. Alright, how can I arrange for my obligations? How can I engage others? By talking, how can I make them satisfied? How can I, and by giving them whatever time, how can I make them, that they want to come and stay with us? Or at least that it's good. We are not so fortunate that we are able to spend time like you. My dear daughter, my dear son, please, you go on. We are not fortunate in this life to live our life spend in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.